Okay, Siman Lama Beis, Sif Chav Dalos.
Lawyer's hours.
Mutter Lichtoiv, Al Mokam HaGerer, Al Mokam HaMachak, Afil Was Korah. Once you erase something or scratch something away, so Mr. Bird discusses what's the difference. They're both, we remove it by, we erase by removing, we don't erase by, it's not like pencil, so what's the difference in the two? Mr. Bird will discuss the difference between the two of them. But the point is, so that there is some element of compromise in the cloth, so you might think that you should not write on that cloth, whereas by a shtar, you can't write on that spot anymore. So, but you could write for Ksiva Sefer.
Part of the Gemara.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you said to me. I feel askara. So you can write on the mechak even askara. You shouldn't remove it when it's still totally wet. Let it dry out first. It's much easier to remove it when it's dried than it's to remove it when it's wet. So what's the difference in gerer and mechak? They're both the same thing. A gerer mikri kishir megaro kishir mishin is not nis yabesh. It's called scraping it away when it's dried already. A mechak mikri kishir mochay be'odelach. And mechak is when you remove it when it's still wet. Now, mashakata b'lo yimchayk, it's not an iser, it's a good idea. But many times the mice said people will do it the other way, and that is kosher. I forgot the kasev. Mishar shum roshim diyo. However, the Prima Gadam says that there is some, the effect of the diyo was still invisible on the cloth. Feel be the avidyesh chashash b'zem. Feel have a baal mod loyaskar. Also, the b'mokam zeh. You cannot write on there because you have a problem with b'mokam kavil, etc. Because there's diyo there already. So you have to really remove it totally, which is why it's more than just it's a type of kamashim loan. You really have to make sure you remove everything, which when it's wet, it's very hard to do that. Okay. Now, let's do the hakdama of the Mishabura to the Sif, which is Sif Kufya Dala, and then we'll do the Sif. So we've been discussing Mokka Kvil, Surah, etc. We keep mentioning there's an issue of Shalokah Sidron. We haven't really discussed the rules of Shalokah Sidron yet. We've seen many of them in the context of other halachas, but now this Sif will deal with Shalokah Sidron. Sif Ziyavura by Din Shalokah Sidron. It's a lot to talk about. Let's give you some basic rules over here of Shalokah Sidron, and then we'll see as we go through the Sif. The Sif is one of these Siman Lamed Beis size Sifim, you know, that will take up a lot of Mishabur, a lot of page. So, B'din Zeh Yesh Bo Gimel Pratim. In the Din of Shalokah Sidron, there are three details. Aleph. If there's a problem with the letter, whether this was problematic, this was a problem when it was written, or when you wrote it was written properly and then developed later on. In the early if it's obvious that that's not the letter, it's missing the right leg, it's missing one of the heads. All these type of scenarios where that you're missing something which takes the form of the letter away. It doesn't look like anything else, it just doesn't look like that letter. So if that's the situation, what costs the fun of you've written letters after that, for tefillin and mezuzah, then you can't solve the problem. And even if the child read it properly, it doesn't help the child's reading to solve that problem, because we see clearly that this is not the halachic ois that the Torah was talking about. So the kid, you know, as far as we're concerned, took a good guess, but it's halachically irrelevant.
I was wondering too. I was going to ask the same thing.
And the fun of means you went further. Listen, I'm going. You travel forward. Okay. I mean, we use that lashon in Aramaic. Right, the word for it later is called the kamon, right?
Yeah.
Which means going in front of us. That's what the word means. It's the same usage. The word for before is called le'el, which means above.
Good evening, Dr.
Fee. I lost my place. Now, v'kolshkein imal yedik kuloi v'chesrona nidman lo yisachar. This is so. The first scenario did not look like anything else, so therefore the kid took a guess at it. You know, looks like a sort of looks like a shin.
Not what anything else.
But if it started looking like a different letter, Dallas Daimel the Reish, Dallas looks like a Reish, a Beis Daimel the Chav, a Cheshe Beregel Smirla Yesh Hefsek Ben a Regel a Gag when you're a Kehay. Chesed looks like a hay. Tzadik sheyesh behefsek b'makom negiyas hayud. La'atz musa min yerlein kol yud benun. So it doesn't. It's not a tzadik. It looks like something else totally. Chol kegab b'shein mashkichan again. B'shein latinik l'mahani latikim. So again, whatever the child says is irrelevant because it's not the letter. Beis. That's detailed. That's option number one. Did not lose its form totally. So there's a very small gap in the middle. So it's not kosher as is, but the mice, it looks like the letter. The yud is on the aleph or on the shin. It wasn't touching. Didn't go all the way down. Over there, if the child will recognize the letter, the child cannot make the letter kosher because it still has a psul in it. This will accomplish but we will accomplish it's not kosher like a sidrin. The letter is there. The letter is there in a way which is not kosher. So it's not called Yeronet Shaloka Sidran. So that I can fix it out and go back and fix it afterwards. So that's what the child will accomplish for me in that situation. And there's the third possibility. Shafa Pisha Ikrit Sarasa Yeshalov. Where it's the Tzura is there. Tina Kurla is so it looks like the right letter. The child reads it properly, etc. But it's not going to work to fix it. Why? There's a psul, and it's a type of a psul that the only solution is by removing it and redoing it. So then, even though right now it looks like the letter, so I don't have a problem shalom kasidra at this moment, but it's not kosher because it wasn't written properly. But my only way to correct it is by removing it and rewriting it. And then once I remove it, I have a shalom kasidra problem. I have to remove part of it or more and rewrite it. So we said before in a case when you wrote your hay and the left leg of the hay or of the kuf touched the top. So we said that's not enough just to remove the spot where they touch. You have to remove the whole leg. You have to remove enough of the leg that doesn't look like the ice at all anymore. You have to remove the leg and rewrite it. You can't just detach it because that's chaktoichus. So you have to remove the whole leg. Well, that's a major problem. So in that situation, once you remove the whole leg, so now it's not considered because you don't have your kuf anymore or your hay anymore. So all the cases we said before that you have to remove the whole part of the ksiba, which is bipsul, must be removed and redone. So all those are problems. If the situation was that before you went back to fix it, you wrote further, so you have no solution. So you have to remove that which was written b'psul. So that when you do that, you made it, now that the letter's not there. Now you're adding the new letter. So it's good, but it's out of order. So that's the three possibilities of the problem which we have to challenge. We're done with over here. Fine. Sotim Achaber. Kol ois sifchafei. Kol ois shehi ksuba shaloka tikno. Vein surasa oleha. The letter is not written properly. It doesn't look like the letter. Ver noga regalo aleph, begago aleph. The regal of the aleph is touching the gag of the aleph. The regal being the left one. The left upside down yud is touching the gaga aleph besides in the spot we're supposed to touch. Or the right aleph, the yud which is on top, is touching the gag which is under it in the spot we shouldn't touch. The hay or the kuf are touching the top of the hay or the kuf. So the letter was divided in two. It's missing something in the middle. It's not touching. So the shin is it's an ayin which has two heads, and then the third head is not attached. Which is zayin, the two zayin which they're not attached. After you wrote further, chazer mistik them, and you went back and fixed that. Habish lo kusidra and psulin. So that's out of order and it's possible. Feel the harfred oisius had the mukas archish kosev lifneim sharper dami. I'm sorry, abel. The harfred oisius had the mukas archish kosev lifneim sharper dami. We said before, in a case where the letter looked like the letter, the problem is that it's touching the letter before it after. There's a problem book of kavil. But not a case where it lost its surah. So the letter is there in a way which is possible. So for that we said there's no problem with chaktoichus to just remove the place where they touch. Because that's called chaktoichus is the problem. Only problem here if the ksiva is being done through removing. But over here the ksiva was done. The psul of mukhvil is being removed through erasing. So that's okay. So that situation. So you can do that later on because the letter is there. The kibbutz is tsarasa lehav. The letter looks like the letter. We don't say that detaching is called ksiva. If some of the yuds which are on the letter aleph or the shin or the ayin, ragli atavin. So the leg of the tuff was not touching the gufa ice. So if that's the situation, our good old friend over here is Makim recognizes it. Even though you wrote further, you can fix it because we said that it's a case where it's not, it was written improperly. The letter is there. It's not fully kosher. Because you have to fix it, but the letter is there. It's not that you wrote the Tzuras Ois. The case before when you wrote the Tzuras Ois improperly. So the Tzuras Ois improperly, I don't care what the child reads, it's not the Tzuras Ois. But over here, the Tzuras Ois is there, but there's a very small gap. So it looks like the letter. Luckily, it's not valid, but it looks like the letter. So the child reading it in that situation, the child can recognize it and say, no, it looks like the letter. So the letter is there, but with Eifen Absol, it's correct, and you go weiter. So then you can fix it. It's not a promise like a citron. The kibbutz tzuras ha'ois ha'ois and ikeres. Since the letter is recognizable, like a mishum k'samin shlok a citron. That's not called shlok a citron. Okay. Now yesh mishaymer. Last case he says over here. There's some who argue the following. And Mr. Burr will point out that nobody argues on the halacha really. Just sometimes the Mechaber will write if one sheet that says it, nobody disagrees, and it's element of Kiddush, so he calls it so and so says, or yesh, somebody says. The Hu Adinim Chutra Deches Lamala Einoigin Zelazem. So the line on top which connects the two legs of the ches really is detached, but it's not obvious. So the child will read it, look at it, and say that's a ches. So that situation.
Say what? It's a ches.
Yeah. So it's not nikar obvious. In the situation. I'm sorry. Even if the child reads this to Zion in Mutal Hadbikim, you can attach him, because we see that that's not, it looks like a chest. We see it looks like a chest. The child's reading it. That's his problem.
So why did you ask the child in the first place?
You don't have to, because even if the child would be have said that, it's irrelevant.
You're not going to listen to him anyway.
Right. That's just saying, even if you would have asked the child, it's a waste. It's irrelevant. Uh-huh. When the child reads it the other way, I say, it's not important to us. Okay. So we did the Mishabura as a Hakdama. So the end of Sivkat and Kufyadal, like all the way at the end, the last line, it's on the left column, about 8 lines up. So he brought all the Hakdama. He said, look, can I talk out the Sif? So the first, Kol Oishi, Yichim Ksuba. So, Mishabura says that this issue over here is relevant both if that's how it was written originally or if it became possible later on. So if it's written in a way where it doesn't have the sir anymore, Vein Tzoros Olav, Pirish. Shinir Alein Kol, it's obvious, Shein Tzoros Olav, Klav, it's not the letter anymore. After Benoga, So that situation again, if the child will read or write, we don't care because it's not the letter. After Menoga Regalo Aleph Begago Aleph or Pene Aleph Begago or Regalo Heva Kuf Noigan Lamala. So in these scenarios, Yud of the Aleph is touching besides the place you're supposed to touch. It might be a minimal type of a connection, which it still looks like an olive somewhat, but the reality is when it's attached, it's not an olive. It's an olive. So that situation, or when the regal of the hay or the kuf touched the top. So let's say that the connection is not as strong, as large as the rest of it. So it's still pretty. You could probably make out that it's a hay, not a ches, or whatever. Still, Nikra Lavadayan Ikra Tsurasois. The letter looks like it's the correct letter. And furthermore, Matino Ikra Elois, the child will read it properly. But Lach is a filohach, I don't care. Kim the Psul, Ain Tikuna Kim, Ayane, Gravis, Kalmash, and Nasim Psul. So what's the solution? But it was written by Psul, so I have to remove the whole foot of the olive, or the whole head of the olive, like I said before, Yudches. The male of these spouts mitzurot of the gamri, may misaktim harkach hamishal kusidron. So if you wrote further, you're hamishal kusidron, which is the topic of the sif, because the way you fix it is by removing whatever was written the psul. Okay. If the regular olive,
how you have to remove the whole head? Or the whole foot.
We said before in Yudches, if it was written b'psul, the stroke which is written in a way which is psul, the whole stroke becomes invalid. So you write an olive in three strokes. And you take your kumas up on the upper left, and you pull it down towards the bottom right, and then you write an olive on top, with a looking regular looking olive, with a head and then a leg going down into the touching the diagonal of the aleph, and then you do the same thing upside down on the other side. So if that yud touches directly besides where its right leg it touches the head of it, touches the aleph, so it's not an aleph anymore. It's just touches very minimally, so it's obvious that it's still an aleph. Okay, but that whole, since it touches the aleph, the whole stroke is written b'psul. So you have to remove the whole stroke. Once you remove the whole stroke, it's not an aleph anymore. It's now a shalok sidrin.
It touches the aleph.
Yeah, the diagonal. So the example he gave was the regular olive touches the gag olive. All the cases we had before, the same thing. These are the negiyas which give a halacha that whole stroke was written b'psul, so the whole stroke has to be removed, and then you have a problem. Or the regal of the hay, the regal of the kufra noigim, kufir zayin, afilo negiyah daka kachut asara. So he said like this, you can't fix it by erasing, because that's chok toichus. You can't fix it by just removing a little bit of the raggle and then rewriting it.
What are touching kuchutas then?
Because we said that the mice, since it touched, the whole thing was written in psul. So the whole leg of the kufra, the whole leg of the hay is written in psul. So you have to remove the whole leg. Once you remove the whole leg, you got a problem. Right.
Well, it's touching the lime.
It's touching the roof.
So it's touching the roof of the hay or of the kuf?
Yeah. Tzadi should cause them. We're a case of a tzadi in two parts. So this is a different problem. This is not the problem of that the solution for the problem is removing a full part of the letter, thereby creating then shloka sitron. But rather, as written, it's not finished. That's not called tzaras ois. So I wrote my tzadi as instead of writing it as a full tzadi, I wrote it as a yud and as a nun. Pirish shechilek hayud me'anun kol kach achinirik kishnei oisius. So the two of them are not attached to the point that it looks like two different things. This looks like yud and a nun. So you don't have a tzadi here yet. So it's not shalak esidron. Even if the child will read it right, it doesn't help us because it doesn't have service eyes. It looks like something else. When you fix it, it's out of order. Even if it doesn't look like anything else, but it doesn't look like it. I don't know what it looks like, but it's not a shin. Right? Okay, I don't know what it is. It's not a shin. It doesn't look like a shin. Again, yud shlo asor lo regal yamini. Aleph shechosel lo hayud ha'elyon m'chol ki agam. It's missing, you know, the right leg of the yud. It's not a yud. The yud is not just a line going across. So that's not tzaras ha'ois. So, or the aleph is missing the yud ha'alyun, chokei gam, the ein yochel l'satam chokei. You can't fix it if you run further. Abimloy also l'hayud regel smally. If, however, you're missing the left leg of the yud, after mishor kach posel, the neno yud keroy the fidas rebbe peskim. That's not called the yud has to have a little leg coming down the left side also. So mitzad kashrus of the ksiva of the yud, it's not kosher. K'kamam and simin lamavav. K'malkam kiv the yesh lo ikur tzarasa. The filam loy ukit shem yud aleha l'chein yochel l'sata ma'im is amishum shlokas hidron. But if the rest of the yud is there, so it's called hatsuras yud with a psul that it wasn't written properly. Okay, they're making sense, everybody. Yeah? Okay. Let's say you.
Last leg. Good.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So, if. When you write a yud in the Sefer Torah, you draw a line, and then you. So this side is a little part which comes down. This is the main regal is on the right side. There's a little regal which comes down on the left side. So it's more like about. That's more what it looks like. So there's a little leg over there which comes down on the left side. So that's called kutz. That's what kutzah shayud is. Kutzah shayud is ma'akev. But if it's not there, it still looks like a yud. So the tzuras yud is there. So you could fix that little kutzah shayud later on.
The one on the bottom, what about the one on the top?
This is either one.
Either one.
Because the one on the top gets a machlokes whether it's ma'akir or not,
But the bottom one definitely is.
We pass the bottom one is, yeah.
But it's and there's a suffix on the top one.
Actually, the machlokes is at the bottom. It's because it's a yud, which is ma'akir, the top one or the bottom one. Okay, but.
So we don't. Which one is.
Right, but the ma'isa, but if it's missing, it still has tzuras yud. That's what
you. But so you could always add it. So it's not
right.
A big deal.
Right, so you can add it afterwards.
A tiny little line.
So not a Yud Kiroi, if you write that's Rebbe Paiskim, because I come up with similar Vav, because Malcolm Kibin Yesha Iker Tzerasa, if you have a lot of Ukat, Shem Yud Alea,
it's just... What about the ones who pass in it's Meyakev? But it's not Meyakev enough to...
We're saying it's
not enough for Kassidra.
It's not what you're saying? Correct. It's not a problem. It doesn't take away Tzeras Yud. So you can fix it later on. You have to fix it, but you can fix it later on. Or a shin which you wrote as a 9 yud, who didn't mem psucha shiksomay chaf vav believe mishicha zatag shemini. There's no psalka sidron in Sefer Torah.
No, I know that.
It's makim. It's makim.
The same thing.
Yes, correct.
Now I knew about
it. I thought you did. So if the mem you wrote it's a which is a chaf.
Did the Sfardim write the same way? I'm talking about the real Sfardim, not Nusl Svar, but the real Svar. I'm not talking about Nusl Hari and that. I'm saying the letters themselves.
Actually,
except for the ones that are different, which I know a Nusl Hari has different. Certain letters are written different.
In general,
the Yud from the Svardim is written with those Kutzeshal Yuds on the top and the bottom the same way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says another example. This would be a mem which is mem sucha, which is really a chaf and a vav. If it didn't touch on top, so again that's gonna be psul. So according to what we're saying over here, that's called that it's lacking in the tzuras ois. So we probably should look at sidrim. A ches shnei zayinin, or if you wrote a ches into two zayins, I feel him also chutzal al gamein, rashi nogin zelizev. Even you made something coming up, but they're not touching. Lamala,
the open mem is not exactly a chaf and a vav, because it's the chaf part is missing a piece, at least based on this picture on the top. You see this?
Right.
So it's on the regular chaf, when I looked at it, it was complete.
Right, but that would be that amount of chaf would be kosher.
Well, I'm saying indefinitely it's supposed to be different. I mean, it's not a chaf and a vav, it's a chaf and a vav. The chaf is a different chaf.
It's a little smaller, yeah, but it's referred to in Allah as a chaf and a vav. Right.
But if you filled it in and it touched each other, it would be a problem there, right?
Well, it'd be probably like a sidrin.
No, but I'm saying I'm not even talking about the sidrin part. I'm saying, but if you wrote the chaf like a regular chaf and it touched above, that would be an issue.
You want to know if it touched all across
the writing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
What?
We'll see. We get the source issues and like I get stuck in it now. We'll deal with that then. Lama Beis is this problem of is this challenge? We'll deal with love the challenge on the similar of we get love similar of
there's more than
similar of is the source issues.
So that's what we're doing now.
We're doing Lachos of Ksiva now.
Oh.
Is there any parsha?
And we're talking a lot about
that. Right, we're actually making reference to tomorrow morning.
Okay. No. Zot Mishra Berubaiter. So you run a Zion, and you put the two Chutras going up, but they didn't touch on top. So in the mice, it's still two Zions. The gap is visible. Raisu hipsida ikr sarosa shenira shnei zayins. It's not a ches. It's two zayins. So those are probably shalokas sidrin. Then he said, "Kuv chafalo." Where's that going on? Let's see. Oh, there we go. Now if some of the yudim which are on the aleph or the shin or the ayin didn't touch the gufa ice, now the tum over here that the hefsik was minimal. Yudin shal alafin who adin im hoya hefsik meiza ice ben thol, or any letter it got a gap in the middle. So comes along Rabbi Tinnick and says, okay, so here I bring my measure of how separate is separate. So comes along the Tinnick, but Tinnick, Pierce, okay, and I feel it in Predosan, Necker, the Hedja, then I take of a Miyad, Kishrosan. It's visible at first glance. Yacholosakdam, the Relos, if he said a dying hois, Ikr Tirosan, it still obviously looks right. Midakrod, Tinnick, lies, the child called her properly. Okay. If it's not obvious, then you have to look at it closely to realize that there's a separation. In Sarkla Harvest the Siddiq, there you don't have to show the child. It's called it has its service eyes. It's not kosher, but it still has service eyes. Now, in Kabakim, you don't have to show it to the kid. But if you did, and the kid read it wrong, so then you're stuck. Okay.
What?
And the kid read it, the case where the gap was very minimal. So really, this child should not have any problem reading it properly. And we see that it looks like the letter. So he said the case is acceptable. But the mice, if the child would read it wrong, so you don't have to ask the kid, but if you do, when he reads it wrong, you're stuck. So the last halacha, it's not a machlaik, it's a new point which we didn't see before. If the ches is not nogeya, lehedja, it's not obviously visible, the gap. It was clearly separate, so then it's a problem. But if it's not clearly separate, so then you're allowed to connect them. So even though the child will read it wrong, it's still mutter. Why is that? The child read it wrong. The answer is the child doesn't know, but the chesim that he normally sees don't look like the chesim the same for Torah. The filo hamukshar ketikuno yikreayu bezayin. It's very possible that a child will read a valid ches as two zayins, because in his mind that's not what a ches looks like. Ches is this. Here's this, like a zayin with a head, two heads, and a thing on top. He says, oh, two zayins.
It is a straight edge on the top.
What?
Probably when he looked at it, when he normally looks at a ches, it looks like the printed one where it's flat on the top.
Right. And this has two heads with the zions coming down, and then it has this line connecting them. So he says, oh, there's two zions in his mind. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's why this situation specifically, we can ignore the tinnik, as long as we ourselves can tell that it's not obviously separate. Okay. Let's hold it here.
Well,